Good morning. It is the Joan Alex Show. Yes? Is this thing working? Yeah, we're live. We're back. Not saying we're not sick, but we're all here together. Hey, it's Pork Chop. Look at that. Bringing in coffee with a little bit of sicka. He's been scaring people, by the way. Pork Chop, why are you throwing coffee on Liv? You jerk.
I picked it up weird.
I can't believe. Did you see that, Alex? He just threw coffee on Liv the Web Girl.
Wow.
Wow, you want everybody to feel your pain? Is that it? All right, anyways, what we're into. Let's get into it right now. 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm into it.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
I'm a lame-o. I got nothing this week that I'm into, but if you got something, 833-JOE-ALEX. It could be a song, it could be music, it could be a book, food, anything. It doesn't matter. We just want to hear what it is, so hopefully we can check it out if it's cool. Also on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. Who's kicking it off today? Who's into something?
Sure, I'll go first. I am obsessed with a hangover cure, hangover prevention. It is a little pill that you can get at like any drugstore. So CVS, Walgreens, you can go to like your Whole Foods and get it. It's called Party Smart. And it is popular. It is clinically studied hangover prevention for a better next morning in a single pill. So it's just one pill that you take while you're drinking. So you like bring it with you to the bar and take it with your shot, and it helps you not get a hangover the next day. It speeds up alcohol detox and cleansing. It like whatever it is that's in your liver that like causes hangovers, it eliminates it.
Now, you said it's clinically tested. Has it actually been like FDA approved, or is it just like somebody said they did research?
Oh, I don't know about FDA.
I'm not hating on it, but it's like, you know, like
it's plant-based, so their Liv can have it. It's 100% vegetarian.
There you go.
So this sounds healthy to me. It is gluten-free, free from wheat, corn, soy, and dairy. Also magnesium-free. So look, anybody can have it.
All right. Well, hey, take that out next time you're out there partying.
And it's super cheap. I mean, it's only a couple bucks for you to get it if you want to pop into Walgreens or Whole Foods or whatever and get it on your way out to the bars. So we'll put a swipe up for you to see that on our Instagram story at Joan Alex Show.
Did you try it recently?
Yes, my friend brought a couple out for St. Patrick's Day.
And do you feel like it made a difference for you? Well, good. Hangovers suck.
That's amazing.
They take me out. To be honest with you guys, I haven't been sick. I drank on Friday night, and I just was hungover the whole time I've been gone. That's what the problem was. All right, Liv the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
Okay, so I've been into this show, actually not even just this week, but I'm deciding to talk about it this week because I don't know why I haven't yet. It is my favorite show of all time and is in its seventh season, and that is Vanderpump Rules. It is my absolute favorite show, my favorite genre, reality television. It's on Bravo, which is basically my religion, and it is about people in their like 20s and really early 30s that all work at this restaurant that is a fabulous restaurant in LA, and it's just about their lives and their drama. Guys, I can't express to you how much this show means to me. I would even rank it better than the Kardashians, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That's how good it is. You can watch through all of the seasons either on Bravo, like if you have cable, or on the Bravo app, or you can even do it on Hulu, like without commercials or anything. And it is currently in its seventh season. So episodes are going on right now. And I watched the episode yesterday. I watch it every Tuesday from Monday night. And I just want it to keep going. I can't get enough of Vanderpump Rules. It's amazing.
I heard that that restaurant in LA is like super hard to get into.
Oh, super hard to get into because everyone wants to go to it.
So listen to how ticked off I was. A couple months ago, I was in LA and there was someone in this group of people that I was with that knew someone that got us in. We had a reservation. We were going to go for brunch. And the person that I was with refused to go.
Really?
So
why?
I didn't get to go. They just didn't want to. So I was so upset because I missed out on going to this restaurant that I've heard all about.
Their food is super, super good, I heard. My boyfriend's sister has actually been there like 3 or 4 times.
Oh.
Yeah, so she goes there every single year.
All right. Yeah, that's what I'm pretty into. Cool. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's kick it off with Tiffany. Hey, Tiffany, what are you into?
I am into a new series on Netflix called Unsolved. It's about the murders of Biggie and Tupac.
Ooh,
you got me. Tell me more. Tell us more.
Yes. So it's a series. It's run kind of like your other, like, murder show series, like, I guess, like NCIS or stuff like that, because it follows the original detectives that picked up both of the cases, and then it fast forwards 10 years to when the feds picked it up. And then it kind of bounces back and forth between that and then when they were both alive. And it tells you at the end of every episode how even after 20 years later, they still have nothing. No charges, no connections.
I'm definitely going to be watching that because I'm obsessed.
I thought about you when I started watching it. I thought about you. I was like, oh my God, Alex would love this.
Yes, I know I'm going to like that. So I'm for sure going to put that on my list. This is a weird fun fact about me, but I'm obsessed with like 90s gang wars, like hip hop gang wars. I am into it.
Absolutely love this.
Well, Alex, you exude gang violence in your life. I mean, come on.
I'm a gangsta gangsta.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think did it, Tiffany? Who shot Tupac? Who killed Biggie?
Suge Knight.
Suge did both of them.
Yep. Oh, man. I knew about Tupac. I didn't know about Biggie.
He ran a dude over with his truck. I wouldn't put anything past Suge. Hey, thank you, Tiff.
Hey, no problem.
I felt bad. I'm like, what if she doesn't like being called Tiff? And I just called her Tiff like that. Linda's on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Linda? What are you into?
Hey, I'm into this week lately K-drama.
What's that?
K-drama, it's like Korean drama. It's just like TV from like another country.
Where do you watch it?
There's like apps. I don't know how to say it, like V-U-K-I or something like that.
Careful, I don't want you to swear. But all right, so is it in Korean then? Like, because would I understand it if I watched it, or how would I enjoy it?
Subtitles.
Yeah, I can't.
You can also watch it on YouTube. They have a lot of shows on YouTube.
I don't like reading
kind of like anime in a.
I try doing that. Like, I like to try to watch like shows in other languages with the subtitles. But I don't know if the humor doesn't just translate properly. I'm like, that didn't seem that funny to me. But hey, if you like it, that's kind of cool though. Thank you for sharing, Linda. I didn't mean to poo-poo on you. I'm sorry. I just was trying to understand it, and my brain works really slow. I have like a big mouse in there that's really lazy. Lee's on the Joe and Alex show. Lee, thanks for calling in. What are you into?
Hey, good morning.
What up?
I'm into making stack plates.
Huh?
What?
I'm into making stack plates.
What is that?
What is that?
Okay, so you go to the Goodwill and you buy random plates. Okay, so you might have a big plate at the bottom, a middle plate, a smaller plate kind of tearing up, and you could put a bowl on the top. So you buy old candlesticks. They're like 69 cents, 99 cents. You buy old crystal candlesticks. So you take this special glue called E6000. You take your bottom plate, you put your glue on the bottom of your candlestick, put it in the middle of the plate, glue it on. Take your next plate, put glue that on. Take your next candlestick, put that up, then put something on the top. So cute. You can use them for fruit plates. You can use them for candy plates. You can use them for veggie things. If you put a bowl in the top, you can put dressing in it. You can put dip in it.
Ooh, we should get one of those for the studio.
Any color you want, anything you want, they're adorable.
Can you send us a photo of this? Can you send us a photo like on Facebook or on Instagram, Twitter? We want to see it.
Sure, I will send you a photo.
You should open up an Etsy shop.
Yeah,
and sell.
I think I'm going to do a little pop shop at one of the golf courses I used to work at and make a bunch of them and bring them and, you know, sell them for like $10. They're probably about $4 or $5 each to make by the time
Don't tell people your margins here. Quiet. Shh. That's your money, girl. Come on. We'll wrap it up with Cassandra this morning. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What are you into this week? Share it with us.
Hi, I also have a TV show. It's called Sex, Love, Robot, and it's a Netflix exclusive.
What is that about?
It's kind of what it sounds like, but it's really neat because each episode is a different episode, like a different story. So it's not like a season of one thing. It's like one episode's about space, but they're all animated. Some are really realistic, like you think they're real people, and they actually have like a celebrity, but they've been digitized.
Are they hooking up with the robots though? Like, where's the sex part?
There's a lot of nudity in it.
Like naked robot boobs?
Okay, so even though it's animated, it's not for kids.
Yes, it's not for kids. It's a lot of nudity, a lot of cussing, a lot of gore. But wow. It is epic. Like some of them are lame, and some, but they're only like 6 minutes, 10 minutes, 12 minutes. So
you sound like you'd be fun to party with.
Yeah, hell yeah. Woo! Hey guys, I brought out my robot. That's awesome. We're gonna have to check that out.
I don't understand what's so funny.
I don't either.
I'm so confused.
I'm laughing at naked robot boobs.
I guess it's a girl thing. I don't find it funny.
No, I don't think that. It almost seems like you guys were laughing at her. I feel bad for her.
No, we're laughing at our little robot questions. I don't judge anybody. Like, if you're into your own thing, that is so cool. My little 10-year-old brother, Michael, I do Big Brothers Big Sisters. He loves, I think it's anime. And that's not my thing, but I'm not going to laugh at him for
anime,
it.
Anime's super popular.
No, I know. Like I said, I'm not laughing at it. I'm laughing at just... I'm just thinking about the robots. Like,
robot
are people hooking up with robots?
I mean,
like, are they like talking?
The
like,
there's a whole robot brothel in Houston.
Is that
a big thing? It was a story we talked about.
Robots or dolls? Because dolls are different.
No, like a sex robot doll thing. Like,
and then, like,
animatronic
did they just talk
women.
Like, hello, big boy.
I don't know that they talk.
I want you to show me your
I don't think guys want girls talking in those situations. Oh, my God.
I don't get what's happening.
I want to hook up with you.
Not funny.
Would you like to reboot me?
I think you just need to watch it, Joe.
Oh, I think God. You guys are hallucinating from your meds.
Yeah, I definitely think so. You guys still have a fever and are hallucinating from it.
That's funny.
All right, go ahead and tell us what's coming from the garbage. I'm trying to think of more robot jokes, but okay. I've run out of them.
This celebrity revealed that they've been living in a sober house. Did Ariana Grande make a grave career mistake? And the new Toy Story 4 trailer is out.
Ooh, toys.